Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, this is kind of a fun story because it lets me touch on the crazy hot matrix scale that we've that's been on YouTube for several years. And there's, of course, pictures of it and everything else. We get to talk about that a little bit. And we got to talk about the difference of what women find attractive and men find attractive. And you know what? You're not going to be surprised. But it is kind of an interesting way we can talk about it. So let's get recording. And we'll have some fun. So a post from SciPost, which is social psychology. This is a study they actually did. It's a real study. I tried to look at the study and I could get the gist of it, but to get more of the study, I actually had to pay and download it. You can't always get studies for free. A lot of people don't know this, that most of the time, if you want to look at a medical study, instead of paying a journal site to get it, you can just go to the authors. And most of the time, they'll be more than happy to share their work for free with you. But I'm not going that deep into it, so we're just going to read the article surrounding it. It says men are drawn to BPD traits, or borderline personality traits, in physically attractive women, study finds. I'm going to say that's a bad headline because I've read the story. The truth is, it should say men are drawn to attractive women, period. The rest of the traits don't really matter sometimes. Now, this is not true for all of us guys, you know, but most of the time and we're going to touch on the crazy hot matrix scale, but most of the time, if a guy says, well, she's unattractive, so I don't care whether she's like normal or not, I'm not attracted to her. And when I mean unattractive, I mean to that individual, not society at large, because we all have our own little things, right? Some guys are feet guys. Go figure. And if you're a feet guy, good on you. So they say those with borderline BPD, borderline personality disorder, have problems regulating emotional impulses and often experience rocky relationships. But new research suggests that many find traits associated with borderline personality disorder to be appealing in physically attractive women. Okay. This study has been published online in the Journal of Personality and Individual Differences. They make it sound like guys are attracted to hot women that are a little, right? The truth is, again, you'll see what I'm talking about. The video, the research was inspired by a viral video parody in which a man provides scientific-sounding evidence or advice about the relationship between a woman's physical appearance, personality, and her dating appeal. I had stumbled across the Hot Crazy Matrix, HCM, YouTube video and was struck by its popularity and media coverage it had attracted. Do you know why? Because it's true. It got me thinking about why it resonates with so many people, explained study author Allison Blanchard, a senior lecturer at Bishop Grosseteste University. Allison, so this is a woman, I guess, that did this study, says, I'm an evolutionary biologist, and my earlier research had examined adaptive characteristics of psychopathic traits and how they might be appealing in a romantic partner. That is the familiar notion of women being attracted to bad boys, even though it's evident that the boy is bad for them. Okay, so let's go check out the crazy hot matrix, and then we'll continue on. Okay, so here's the universal hot crazy matrix. I'm not going to go deep into this, but I'll read you why it's funny and why so many people say, you know, this actually makes sense. You notice the crazy axis starts at a 4. Why? Because, as they say, every woman is at least a 4 crazy. Now, the meaning behind this, I think, is that because women are much more emotional than men. So to men, when we try to logic through a problem, most of the time women are reacting to it emotionally. That's why you cannot reason with someone many times by using logic when they're trying to use emotion as the reason they... It's the same time when you hear a woman's upset about her day and she starts telling you what's going on. And you say, well, what you should do and how you can fix it and the way that it'll improve your problem is this. And the woman says, just shut up and let me vent. I don't want to hear how to fix it. I just want to complain, right? Okay, that's the 4 crazy. And then you have the hot axis across the bottom. So everything below 5 is a no-go zone, which is she's less than average attractive to you. Again, we're speaking of generalizations here. We're not speaking. So what I might find an 8, another guy might say a 4. So the whole thing is, if she's not attracted to you, that's off the scale. It's a no-go zone. You're just not going to be dating that person. If she's between a 5 and an 8 in hotness, that's the fun zone. I mean, she's hot. And up to, we'll call it like between 7 and 8. That's maybe try to move her to a permanent zone. That means she's above average in attractiveness to you. And she's not too crazy. And so if she's just a little bit crazy, like a 4, and she's really hot, which is an 8, 9, or 10, well, that's a unicorn. Those women don't exist. Real pretty, pretty women have a more than average crazy. And the reason why is because I guess you could say that they don't have to work a lot. They don't have to work hard. Men fawn over them. They get by on their looks. That's going to make anybody, for the most part, a little nutty. Unless you've met like a physicist from Kiev, like in the Ukraine. Then maybe, because I've seen some pretty beautiful, smart women overseas. But here, unicorn. If she's 8, 9, or 10, and she's a 5 or 6 or 7 and crazy, that's a wife. You could wife her up. Now, we don't agree with that here, but theoretically, that would make maybe a chance at a wife. And if she's a little bit too crazy, but she's super hot, that's a fun date zone. And anything peaking above that, where she's really crazy and pretty good looking, that's what they call the danger zone, which is redheads, strippers, girls named Tiffany, hairdressers. These are the women you break up with and they key your car and call your friends and call your work and tell everybody you're crazy and all that stuff, right? And then they say if it's an 8, 9, or 10 as far as hot, but it's lower than 4 in crazy, that's someone that's transitioned. That's a guy that looks like a beautiful woman. Okay, so now we've gotten that out. All right, so now we've gotten that out, so we'll continue on. It says the hot crazy matrix basically asks whether the same could be said for men being attracted to crazy women. The reason for the popularity of the HCM is because we have ourselves or known someone who has been in a turbulent relationship with someone who is emotionally unstable and have been warned off them by despairing friends and family who cannot understand why anyone would stay in the relationship, Blanchard said. So in other words, if we come back over here, let's say you're dating Tiffany that's an 8 on the hot scale and an 8 on the crazy scale, and people are like, dude, what are you doing? She's hot. I mean, that's kind of like that's what men do, right? So let's see, they continue on. However, the upside of this instability is these individuals might be exciting to be with in terms of sensation seeking and be impulsive. The relationship is like a roller coaster where the highs are very high and the lows are very low. This is why people probably stay in these types of relationships because of the uncertainty and the drama. See Johnny Depp with Amber Heard, that kind of thing, right? Amber Heard, I think she's attractive at least, but she's definitely like, right? The HCM therefore provided a framework for testing what we already have known about mate preferences from evolutionary biology, but this time from a man's point of view. In the two studies, which included 525 English-speaking adults, participants were asked to evaluate the dating appeal of hypothetical individuals. The participants viewed a facial photograph of each target individual along with a brief biography. The profiles varied in their level of facial attractiveness, psychopathic and borderline BPD traits, and wealth. Now, here's what's interesting. This is where it gets so interesting. For example, those in high BPD traits were described as someone who liked to flout the rules and was quite intense and a bit wild, driving fast and taking illicit substances. They were also described as someone with a lot of relationship dramas who was anxious and self-critical. Does it sound like anybody you know? Most of the 20-year-olds out on the dating market right now. Shocking. In line with previous research, Blanchard and her colleagues found that personality traits and wealth status were the most important factors in predicting dating appeal among female participants. Now, they don't say the ages, so this is probably where I would start to differ from the research. Personality traits and wealth status for women. Okay, the wealth status, duh, right? Obviously. Personality traits, well, he's nice and he's got this and maybe in their 30s. But in their 20s, it's definitely about being an attractive guy and wealth. It just is what it is. Women in the study tend to prefer partners who were high in wealth and low in crazy traits, even when they were rated as low in facial attractiveness. These are women that are looking to settle down. He's rich and he's not crazy, but he may not be hot. These are the women that say, well, okay, I'll marry that guy. Doesn't stop her from maybe dating another guy in, behind the back, right? But as far as at least marriage or long-term relationships, the looks take a little bit back seat to wealth and him being kind of not crazy. Women are more discerning when choosing a partner. Shocking again. Likely because an unreliable partner would have adverse outcomes for her and her child. Right. So what's the healthiest for a woman that wants a family? Him being a good provider and him being sane. But what is it for a young woman who's dating? He's good looking and maybe wealth comes in there somewhere, but good looking and fun and crazy, right? Previous research has been equivocal with regards to whether women are attracted to bad boys, and the finding from this study suggests they are not, at least in comparison to men who are less discerning. They don't talk about ages. Now, you interview a 22 or 23-year-old and a 35-year-old, you're going to get vastly different things. The 23-year-old, if you say he's kind of a crazy party guy and he uses illicit substances and he drives fast and he's, flout the rules and quite intense and he's super attractive, they're on. 22-year-old, she'd marry that guy. 35-year-old would say, oh, but he works at Taco Bell, not interested. Well, they'd have a fling with them, but they wouldn't date them. You see, so the matrix still works. They just forgot to take the ages in here. And that's important because women's preferences change based upon age. They say, let's see what else. Again, from an evolutionary perspective, we would expect this as men are not traditionally the primary caregiver, and so the consequences are less severe in forming problematic relationships. Of course, because if the guy does screw up and she decides to bounce on him, she can get his wealth, and he can shuffle off, and she's got the kids, and Big Daddy Government can help her if she has any more problems, if he can't provide enough, right? For men, attractiveness was the most important factor in predicting dating appeal. Now, here's the sentence that this whole thing kind of falls apart for them, on the article, at least. And I don't know if the article, how this relates to the study. Men viewed physically attractive women who were high in borderline personality traits to be more appealing than women who were less physically attractive and low in borderline personality traits. So they said men would rather have a hot, crazy woman than an unattractive, normal woman. There's not a shocker there. What they should have really studied down is, would a guy take a hot, normal woman over a hot, crazy woman? And the answer would be yes, of course we would. But when we're given a choice between hot and crazy, or not attractive and or average or less than physically attractive and normal, guys would go for the hot girls. That's what we do. We're men. Duh. In any case, the ACM deserves investigation because it's a real world phenomena. Psychological research should reach the everyday person and informing them about things that they are familiar with. I'll finish it up here. Furthermore, by providing an evolutionary psychological explanation for it, we can remove negative evaluations of emotionally unstable people and understanding their personality style as fitness according to any other. In some cases, they even have the advantage, right? So, and I've talked about this, that in some studies, they actually say that narcissists, which are people that are very outgoing, very above board, very self-confident, very loud, very brash, they're actually attractive to younger women, where as women age, they find that less and less attractive. So yeah, a young guy that's full of himself and is a little crazy under their, you know, their standards, if he's good looking and he's kind of crazy and wild, women like that when they're younger. Now, as they age, they want to marry a guy that's stable or very stable as far as finances go and who's not chaotic and weird. But it doesn't mean that they still won't try to date, because we hear of these weird stories of married women going to, you know, being with prisoners. Like if a woman's a prison guard, she cheats on her husband with a prisoner. It's because that guy may be good looking and crazy, but she's got the fallback of Captain, you know, Average or Captain Finances, right? So the study in itself, I think, is interesting, but it's flawed, because they should have asked men, again, like I said earlier, attractive and stable or attractive and crazy. A lot of us would say, hey, if she's like good looking and she's fun and not boring and doesn't want long term and I want short term and she's all about being wild and crazy, yeah, that is kind of fun. But when you're talking about long term relationship, I think guys would like someone that is... guys would like someone that is stable over crazy, but the end result is they still want someone that's attractive. I mean, that's kind of That's kind of a no duh. We are guys. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and go check out my older videos. Please go check out my older work. I try to put a lot of thought into them, and none of them are time sensitive. So go check them out. Guys, I'll leave you there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, hot, crazy, hot, not crazy. That's what guys are looking for. We'll take that over a plain Jane any day.